Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings of Frank Trumbauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Of course, I don't have to tell you anything about Frank Trumbauer. He was Bix's partner for several years, from 1925 to 1929. First in St. Louis, Missouri, then with Gene Goldcat in Detroit and New York, and various tours that they made together, and finally with Paul Whiteman from the fall of 1927 until September of 1929. So the recordings that I want to play are the ones that Trumbauer made in 1923 with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Trumbauer joined the Benson Orchestra in January of 1923 and left them on October 1st, 1923. Let me read to you what the Red Hot Jazz website tells us about the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. These were written by Brian Rust. Edgar A. Benson was a cellist, that's in quotes, who became an impresario, managing many bands in Chicago from 1920 to 1930. The number one orchestra was originally directed by pianist Roy Bargy, who left the Benson organization at the end of 1922, and Don Bester, also a pianist, took his place at the front of a new orchestra for the first 8 months, featured forward-looking saxophone work of Frank Trumbauer. Let me also tell you what William Howard Kennedy tells us about Benson in his book Chicago Jazz, A Cultural History, 1904-1930. I read, Benson's power in the dance band business served to impede the passage of newer sounds into hotel clubs and to promote weaker dilutions of jazz. At one time or another, Benson booked the orchestras of Ben Burney, Roy Bargy, Paul Bees, the Oriole Orchestra, Arnold Johnson, Del Lamb, Don Bester, Frank Westphal, Gene Goldcat, before he moved to Detroit, and his own Benson Orchestra. These bands moved about playing long-term contracted runs at the Green Mill Gardens, Trianon Ballroom, Marigold, Gardens, Mary Gardens, the Pershing Palace, Crillon, Deauville, the Ten Silver Slipper, La Bohème, and so on and so forth. He was a very powerful man in the music business in Chicago in the first half of the 1920s. The only person that would compete with him would be Jules Stein. As I mentioned before, Roy Bargey was the director of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago until the end of 1922 and early 1923 when Trombauer joined the band. The band leader was also a pianist, Don Bester. He's associated with Jack Benny and became pretty well known in that situation. The first recording of Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago that I'm going to play is Trot Along, recorded on January 30, 1923 in the Victor Studios in Camden, New Jersey. The musicians in the band at that time were Walter Zurowski and Miles Vanderauer on trumpet, Sig Berenson on trombone, Stuart Williams, clarinet alto, Frank Trombauer, C melody alto, Marvin Thatcher, tenor, Myron Fisher, violin, Don Bester on piano, Joseph Miller on banjo, Pierre Olker on brass bass, and George Brommerberg on drums. I will follow that with a recording from the same day entitled Think of Me. So here is Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, 1923. Thank you. I am sure you must have noticed the very nice solo that Frank Trumbauer played in the last selection. I will continue now with the recordings of Frank Trumbauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and these are in chronological order, not a complete set, but whatever I play will be in the order in which they were recorded. Next, I will play a tune called Loose Feet. This is from January 31st, 1923, and the composition of the band is exactly the same as I gave previously for Trot Along and Think of Me. Evans has an interesting footnote about this particular recording in his biography of Trumbauer. By the way, all the discographical information I'm giving comes from that biography. Evans writes, Loose Feet was originally issued on Victor 19045 as the B-side. It was then withdrawn by Victor and replaced by another title. Loose Feet was not issued again. All right. And the second recording I want to play in this set is from June 14, 1923. I Never Miss the Sunshine. I'm So Used to the Rain. The composition of the band here is slightly different than I gave previously for the other recordings. We have Walter Zurowski and Herb Carlin on trumpet, Art Weiss trombone, Frank Trumbauer C melody alto, Stuart Williams clarinet alto, Marvin Thatcher tenor, Myron Fisher violin, Don Bester piano, Joseph Miller banjo, Pierre Olcher brass bass, and George Brummenberg drums. I want to read from Lost Chords by Richard Solhalter what he tells us about this particular recording. On Rodemich's 1921 record of By the Pyramids, Trumbauer and Benny Kruger play a two-part harmonized saxophone break, apparently one of the first on record. If that attracted some attention among colleagues, it was nothing compared to what happened when Victor released the Benson Orchestra's I Never Miss the Sunshine, recorded June 14, 1923. Saxophonists everywhere, white and black, devoured it, studying and copying Trumbauer's full chorus solo. Dozens among them, such major jazzmen as Benny Carter, later remembered the effect it had on them. Using a smoothly vocalized tone and with only a high, slow vibrato, Trumbauer delivered an unhurried economically melodic paraphrase, its sound, delivery, and symmetrical phrasing are at once redolent of the remarkable but now forgotten Loring McMurray. At Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, Jimmy Dorsey interpolated the Trumbauer chorus in an arrangement of I Never Miss the Sunshine, played by the Gene Golcat's House Orchestra. Musicians all over the country suddenly seemed to know who Tram was, and when the following year he joined the Mount City Blue Blowers on their second Brunswick recording date, March 14, 1924, the news got around fast. They played the currently popular scene and backed it with Trumbauer's own composition, Red Hot. His full chorus on Sand became as widely imitated by other saxophonists as I Never Miss the Sunshine had been. Okay, well, I think that's very interesting and very useful information. Trumbauer was indeed a first-class musician. It couldn't be otherwise. Bix would not have partnered with someone that was not at a very high level of musicianship. Okay, then let's continue with this music and play a couple of recordings of Frank Trumbauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, 1923. Thank you. Continue with the music. This is from June 15, 1923. The band is the same as the one I gave for the previous set. The tune is The Cat's Whiskers. And then from July 25th, 1923, Somebody's Wrong. Again, the band is the same as before. So here is Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, 1923.
Thank you.
I'm going to break that chronological sequence of recordings of Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and I'll play a couple of tunes which are very strongly associated with Bix by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, but without Frank Trombauer. From May 23rd, 1925, Hoagy Carmichael's composition, Riverboat Shuffle. And from September 8, 1924, Charlie Davis' composition, Copenhagen. So here is the Benson Orchestra of Chicago without Trombauer in 1925 first and 24 next.
I'm sure you noticed that the arrangement of Copenhagen is based on that by the Wolverines. Okay, let's now continue with the chronological sequence of Benson Orchestra of Chicago recordings with Frank Trombauer, first from August 17, 1923, Sobbing Blues, a composition by Art Cassell and Vic Burton, and then Mean Mean Mama from August 21st, 1923. The composition of the band in these two recordings is exactly the same as I gave previously. So here is Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago in August of 1923.
Thank you.
Well, we come to the last two recordings in this set of recordings of Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. First from August 27, 1923, That Old Gang of Mine. We have Walter Zurawski and Herb Carlin on trumpet, Art Weiss trombone, Frank Trombauer C melody alto, Stuart Williams C clarinet alto, Marvin Thatcher tenor sax, Myron Fisher violin, Don Bester piano and directing, Joseph Miller banjo, Pierre Olker brass bass, and George Brummerberg on drums. I will follow that with the tune that is associated with Bix Beiderbecke because of the name of the tune. It's Wolverine Blues from September 10, 1923. The band is the same as in the recording of That Old Gang of Mine. So here is then Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, first August 27, 1923, then September 10, 1923. Thank you. Wolverine Blues is a terrific tune as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not surprised that Biggs with the Wolverines kept on playing it, because it's such a great tune. According to the record label, for the recording of this Wolverine Blues by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, the composers are J&B Spikes and F. Morton. Apparently there's some question about the copyright there. Morton claimed that he composed the tune in 1903 or 1906, I forget, and that he named it Wolverine, and he wasn't too pleased when the sheet music was published with the name Wolverine Blues. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of 1923 recordings of Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. It is always useful to go to the roots of a musician of the caliber of Frank Trombauer and see in his early days what and how he played. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Biggs is alive. Yeah.